Has Audio Boo always timed out at 5 minutes? I was rambling anyway. So I should be asleep. I can't fall asleep. I was lying in bed thinking about my dream from last night. And this New Yorker doesn't have hot, sexy dreams about cute boys, which I should. I should want to tonight. That's my goal. But last night, I dreamt about real estate. Real estate porn. Alright, so this is a dream, and whenever someone starts talking about their dream for more than like a minute or two, my eyes roll in the back of my head. But I'll try to keep this interesting, because it was so visual, and that's just it. I don't know I can paint the picture appropriately. So, at Rublat and at the Amber Show, just moved, and this is real life, they just moved to another part of Brooklyn and moved their studio, the Black Cave, somewhere, and I haven't seen it yet. So that was probably sort of the underlying reason why, in my dream, Rob called me and said, you have to see our new studio, or you have to see this new studio space, and we may move it, but it's in Jersey. You have to come out and check it out. So I went out and I met them. And it kind of looked like an office park at first, but then it revealed itself to be this giant, gigundo mansion. I've never seen anything like this. And in the yard, there was the biggest pool I've ever seen, biggest tennis court. And two of them were like two mischievous kids having lured me out to this like random town in New Jersey that I wasn't even that familiar with. Because they knew that once I saw this place, I'd want to rent it with them. And it was epic. It was like a top floor, I can't even describe it, that was the size of like a mansion itself. And they didn't want that either. Oddly, they wanted the downstairs. The downstairs was super cool because it was the whole length of the house also. And it had a pool table, and a room with a big screen TV, and it had a sound studio, and it was like probably 10 rooms in all, and gigantic. Like, the dream felt like it went on forever, and it was just me touring the house. In the middle floor, you had like a grand entrance with a living room. I think something like 8 bedrooms, and a large portion of the bedrooms had like offices off of them. All had their own bathrooms. Why did this just pause? Oh no, it didn't. This is why I also don't sleep very well. This is, I think it's the garbage man. 2:30 in the morning, goes on all night. And I worried that we'd never be able to keep this house clean in the best scenario, no matter who we had move in. It just, you'd need like a staff army to keep this place clean. But they wanted to rent it to us for $2,000 for the year, for each month for the year. And there was some rationale behind it, like they needed us to hold the property kind of thing. And I was struggling with the thought of moving to Jersey, but I was so psyched to like live in this paradise with my friends. And I'm not really at a loss to figure out why I had this dream. Yeah. I mean, a lot of it's pretty obvious. I'm trying to avoid moving back to Jersey. A lot of my friends left the neighborhood. This whole overwhelming kind of opportunity and like kind of confusing maze of rooms and stuff. It was just, it was such a good dream, and I want to kind of pick it up where I left off last night. This is reason number two, I don't get a lot of sleep. Okay, it's sleepy time. Good night. I hope you have really good dreams, and I hope you don't get as excited about real estate and cheap rent as I do. Good night.